Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's Monday again, Alan.
But with some good news for you, David. The Red Sox won. There was a disputed call the day before. We was robbed. And now it's all even, and it's going to be a very exciting rundown until the end.
Well, at least they will get back to Boston no matter what happens tonight. And I'm a little nervous, so I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, no. Jinxing it is a very bad thing. There are those who say just by turning on the television and watching it, you're jinxing it.
Well, let's turn to some national headlines. Should there be television cameras in the Supreme Court? I saw Politico wrote an article on Friday saying that a group of judges, attorneys, and educators and journalists have called to allow these cameras in the court. You've talked about this
many times. Look, there has to be transparency. This has become a little legislature of the court. And people should see what the arguments are like, and there's no good reason not to do that. It is a political process, that's clear. It's a 5-4 sort of little Congress. It's, in many ways, very dubious as to how these things are worked out. And look, this is all of our lives, and it ought to happen. Now, they know they're under a tremendous amount of pressure, so they release the transcripts shortly thereafter. I don't get that. In other words, you hear the oral arguments, but you only hear them after the fact. Why not do it at the same time that the court is doing its work? It makes no sense at all. It's just a matter of their saying, why should we be held accountable when we don't want to be?
We've got an election coming up in New York City for mayor, and the Democrat Bill de Blasio in a new poll has 45 points on his challenger, Joseph Lota, the former chairman of the MTA.
The record was set by Edward I. Koch in his third term. People don't remember that. Koch, who is now gone, so it would not be right of me to say anything negative, set the all-time record in that election. After that, his popularity went down. You know what happens? People get tired. They get tired of their lives, they get tired of the way things are going, and they say, let's give somebody else a chance. Well, Bloomberg has been such a presence in New York that I think that that's happened now, too. They're saying, okay, let's give a progressive guy a chance. He says he can do better. Well, you know, 45 points, a lot of people are saying, give him his chance and we'll see what happens. They did it with Jerry Brown in California. It didn't quite work out the first time. And then they did it with Ronald Reagan. And then what happens is people get tired of that also. So that's why we can sort of see the psychology of a mass group of people in an election.
And what happens if de Blasio wins with his relationship with the governor of the state?
Look, there's big differences between these two men. One of them is a fiscal conservative, Cuomo, wants to keep taxes low, and the other one is a progressive saying, tax the heck out of the richest people in the society. There is going to be some trouble, whether it's up front on camera or whether it's in the background, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure this competition is going to be worth watching.